Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, Kevin Dundon is here. How are you doing, Kevin?
Really good, and yourself?
You smell very nice, Kevin.
Right, thank you very much.
Are you off for the
don't
day now?
Don't ask me what it's called. It begins with an E, E-Y-E something, I don't know.
I thought you've gone on into style now and everything since your dancing days.
I know, it's kind of weird. It's a weird moment at the moment because Rebecca's now dancing with a new person. So I feel as if she's cheating on me.
God. This really it's changed your life, doesn't it? This really changed. come here. Well done. Brodie House is going to be closed now for a couple of days, surely, before Christmas.
Yeah, we're closed now and we reopen on the 27th. And,
it's not a very long break, is it?
But it's a great time between Christmas and New Year and all the way through New Year and then into January. People love to get away. You know, they've been around their families for a long time. They just want to get away. Come down and see us.
And that's now a fully charged time of the year, is it?
Yeah, it's a very busy time of year.
Really?
Yeah, really busy.
Is that a shift in the last couple of years, have you seen?
I don't know. Always with us, we were full like every weekend coming up to Christmas, but yeah. Midweek was kind of a bit slower. And then directly after Christmas, we were always full. So the other way, in Dublin or Cork or any city, Galway, they'd be saying, coming up to Christmas, they're mad busy.
Yeah.
And then it just falls off a cliff afterwards.
Whereas the nice venues around the regions do very well.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Yeah, so
you think the last thing people want is more dinners.
I know, but they're gorgeous dinners.
They're coming up for the proper, very serious dinners. So yourself and Catherine will get a bit of a rest for a couple of days and then full back.
Yeah, so we're up in Dublin and Tom and Emily are home. Sophie's working in Austria for the season.
Go away.
Yeah, so it's the first year that we won't have Sophie with us, so that'll be kind of sad but interesting. But she's delighted. She's skiing
every
day.
She's delighted. So, yeah. She's in her 20s, I presume, early
22.
20s. So doesn't care. Whereas Dad's
life,
at home.
Life is wonderful.
Dad's at home having a moment.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Where's the little girl?
I'm having a moment now.
Yeah, you are. That's what I'm saying. You are. She's going to be in Austria. So you've never had this, obviously, before.
Emily worked in Austria 1 year for Christmas, and then we decided we all went over and joined her for Christmas, which is nice. So this year we're staying at home. So
what's Sophie doing in Austria?
She is working in a friend's hotel as a cocktail waitress. She's working 4 days a week. I'm giving too much information. Sorry, Sophie. 4 days a week and skiing for three. So
very good. But she'll have to work Christmas Day, possibly.
Yeah.
They'll be open the whole week.
But it's kind of weird. They celebrate Christmas differently. So everything is on Christmas Eve.
Yes. Okay.
And then Christmas Day, they don't even wish you a happy Christmas. It's so weird. It's like, but Christmas Eve is really nice. You light candles and put them on the Christmas tree and you sing carols.
And then it's a write-off.
And then it's boom, gone.
Skiing season, you see.
Skiing, yep, that's
it. All of that. But the rest of them will be home. What stage of life are they? Emily's the oldest?
Emily's the oldest. So she's living in Berlin. She's back for 10 days, which is super. And Tom is doing his Leaving Cert.
Oh, right.
So he was at 12 pubs of Christmas last night, so I haven't heard from him today, so I hope he's okay.
Must be his first time ever doing that.
It is,
Then
I know of it anyways.
12 pubs, how did they do that? I suppose
I don't know. I was 18. Talking to him because he's got rugby training today, and I was saying, don't drink in every pub. I said, go up to the bartender and just say, give him a nod and give him a 0-0 every second.
And their age group, that's allowed anyway. We don't have to pretend.
No.
They could go to each other going, I'm having a 0 this one.
Yeah, I know. That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
He says, oh, Dad, I'll just tell them.
Things
what's your problem?
Different. They're far more sensible.
Yeah, I know.
So he's at home. Is he fast, strong? What's his rugby position?
Like? Full back, 15. All right, he's a good kicker as well. So
you need to feed him.
Yeah, so he loves his food. So they're in the Senior Cup. So I think their first match is against Taran Uyghur on the 19th of January. So
very good. Well, who's he playing with then?
He's playing at Kilkenny College.
Oh, very
school.
Good. Yeah, are they mad into rugby in Kilkenny College?
They are, yeah. So, yeah.
In the heart of hurling.
I know, but they don't play hurling at all. So that's cool.
They don't?
No, it's St. Kieran's play the hurling. Kilkenny College do the hockey and the rugby.
Centuries ago, they divvied up the sports, basically.
Most of them.
All the schools. Yeah. But there are basketball schools in Dublin, which you'd expect to be rugby. But that's neither here nor there. So it's coming up to empty nest time for you. You'll be clinging on to Tom on Christmas.
No, we actually have 13 people over for Christmas dinner.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. So that's great. My sisters and
her
family.
Do they invite themselves now?
From years ago, we just decided that we wanted to do Christmas at home. So everybody's invited to us for Christmas.
Right.
Because it's hassle-free and we're guaranteed to get a good dinner.
There are chefs who go, I'm not cooking on Christmas, I'm not cooking.
I love cooking. So it's like, to me, it's... I just want to do it. And I don't want anybody else doing it either.
It's the only way it's going to be done right.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's also, it's like, I'm in control. So it's like, so if they're all annoying me, I can say, listen, I need some space here in my kitchen.
You sent us a Google document, which is many pages long. These are instructions to yourself, aren't they?
I shared it publicly.
On your website.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's a timetable. So it starts from Christmas Eve and goes through right to the Christmas dinner. So Christmas Eve is all about, I try and get a lot of stuff done on Christmas Eve, like boil the ham, cool it down, take the skin off, score it and stick it in with cloves, put it in the fridge. And then the next day we cook that just when the turkey comes out of the oven. So because you're only actually...
Have you boiled it before you let it cool down before you put it in the fridge?
Yeah, so you boil it, cook it 20 minutes a pound in a large pot and then cool it down.
Wait, are you steeping it for the night before?
No, because I don't think hams are as salty as before. I get mine from Tipperary, my ham, and it's a dry cured ham.
Right.
It's delicious, but it's really, really nice and it's not too salty. So you know whichever ham you eat at home all the time, that's the ham you're going to have. So it's a bacon, different brand.
What about just the normal one you're getting, the fresh one? Do you bring that to room temperature and then boil it in with bits of veg and whatnot and peppercorns or whatever?
Yeah, so basically I'm actually using the whole shoulder, so it's got the bone in.
Right.
And so that goes into your pot.
Oh, yeah.
And then you fill it up with water so it's covering, and then I put in carrots, onions, celery, bay leaves and black peppercorns into the water.
Will the bay leaf do anything now?
Does. Yeah, I know. It sounds so weird. Like, you look at it and you go, seriously?
But it comes out looking exactly the same.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But it's infused into the water. So
really, really okay.
And
you'd miss it if it wasn't there, says you. Is that the way?
Well, yeah. See, it's kind of a French classic. So it was always like the bouquet garni. So it was always that.
Yeah, okay.
So you kind of just like, just go with it. Okay. Trust me.
Sorry, so you're doing all that and you're boiling and scraping the scum off as it goes?
Initially, and then it just kind of bring it down to a really light simmer and let it simmer away. 20 minutes a pound anyway, still, and it's cooked. And then let it cool down in the water.
Aha. Oh, in the water.
Yeah, that's what I do. And the reason why you do that is when you take it out of the water, the skin will just literally peel off.
Beautiful. That's what you want.
You don't need to use a knife. You can use a knife if you want. It'll just peel off. And then at that point, so you want to score the fat without going into the meat. So it's just the fat cap. Like a lattice, and a crisscross, and then stud it and get the family involved in studding because it's a nightmare. So it's like
you hate that bit.
Well, yeah, because it's just monotonous. It just goes on and on and on and on.
Yes.
Doesn't stop. So just get everybody involved in that one. So it's fine.
Here, kids, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, you count them.
And is anyone helping you in the kitchen as you go?
With Catherine, she does her traditional stuffing. So that's her sage and onion stuffing. So that's Catherine's thing.
Slightly stale, or do you care?
Yeah, slightly stale bread, and then breadcrumb. You read the brief.
I've looked at many years of your Christmas preparations.
Yeah. Yeah, so
always going. Oh, I forgot to stale up the breadcrumbs. Yeah.
So it's good. It's good. Do that Christmas Eve, right? Therefore, then it's in the fridge, so it's cold. So your turkey's cold, your stuffing's cold, and you put it all in together, and then
all the butter in the world.
All the butter in the world, and then when the turkey's fully stuffed. So I would do two stuffings. So Catherine's traditional stuffing. So this is a great tip. So if you get the large cavity.
The large cavity of the turkey.
Of the turkey.
Yeah.
You get a large piece of parchment paper and put your fist in the centre of it and push it in.
Very good.
So, and then you put your stuffing into that.
Yeah, because you don't want bloody stuffing.
Does this make sense?
No, it is.
So when you cook...
Especially the hand movements.
Yeah. I used to be on telly, so it's like... when it's cooked, you pull the paper out and all the stuffing comes out.
It comes out magically. And it's not bloodied, as I say, because it's...
Yeah, it won't be bloody anyway. And then I put... At the neck end, I put a sausage meat stuffing.
Well, hang on. You've got competing stuffings going on.
Yeah, I know. But that's
could you not let Catherine just have one flourish? I was like, no, the manly stuffing is over here.
No, there's two reasons for it, right? So you've got sausage meat stuffing, so sausage meat, so whichever sausage meat you like, cranberries and nuts, whatever you want to put in there, parsley, mm-hmm. mix it all together, and then you put it in the neck side, and then you cover the skin down, so you get this kind of perfect shaped turkey.
Okay,
so
nice, big really, stuffed.
Yeah, so it's like a showstopper.
Turkey, yeah.
Showstopper's coming out to the table. It's perfect. And then also the flavour of that sausage meat going into the breast, which will also keep the breast nice and moist as well, which is with the butter.
Which is everyone's problem.
With the butter. So loads of butter under the skin.
Oh, no, yeah. That, I always, that one I'm scared of, I just go on the outside because I feel like I'm going to rip it. And
No, just like nice and gently. Yeah. And then just like massage it off.
Doing more hand movements.
with lots of butter and sage. Okay.
And sage.
And sage as well. So sage.
Parsley in our house growing up now is always parsley.
Yeah, parsley works. So actually, if you, there's a great butcher's in Dunleary is Mrs. Murphy, and she, when you get the chicken off her, she goes in the back and gets the chicken out and then puts rashers on the outside.
Yeah.
And then does like a bouquet garni of herbs and gives you all that as your chicken. It's not just like a chicken.
Go away.
It's chicken with trimmings. It's perfect.
The thing about the rashers on the turkey, of course, you don't get that nice, lovely brown, crispy skin.
Yeah. See, I don't put the rashers. Well, you can put them on.
Yeah.
And then when you take the tinfoil off for the last half an hour of cooking, take the rashers away as well, and then basting.
Then you can do the basting.
Because the salt, the flavour of the maple cured bacon going into the breast again, which is great.
Crank up the oven.
Crank up the oven, and then it's kind of like if you're doing like a Peking duck or a chicken, uh-huh. they basically you kind of render down the fat, mm-hmm. so the skin kind of moves away from the breast, and then when you put it into a super hot oven, it'll come away from the breast and get nice lovely crispy. And crispy.
Oh, that's great.
Skin.
And when you
best
take
part.
The turkey out, it's resting, and then that's when you spring into action for the sides.
Yes, exactly. So then, when the turkey comes out, the turkey's going to take rest for about 45 minutes. So the trick when you take your turkey out, cover it with tin foil and then a lovely tea towel over top. And keep like a tea cozy.
Keeps it warm.
Keeps it warm.
Will it continue cooking away there?
It does continue cooking and will stay super hot. So you don't have to worry about it getting
Does that mean
cool.
if you... You could is the risk of overcooking could happen there?
Well, no, it's just like it's still cooking, but not at a high temperature, not intensely.
Okay.
So then, when that comes out, you have your potatoes already pre-boiled, and on your roasting pan with your goose fat or your duck fat, or a little bit of the fat coming off the turkey, into the oven.
Now you've got a free oven.
Free oven, crank it up. And so put that in and you get lovely toast, crispy roast potatoes. And then the ham will go in, so then you put your glaze on. And so the best glaze...
Are you only doing it there?
Yeah, so because you only want to warm it through. So you don't. You can have it cold. So so basically the best glaze I find is a jar of marmalade.
Go away.
Yeah, so you have your whole ham studded with cloves that everybody helps you with.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get your jar of marmalade, spread that over top, brown sugar... And then
brown sugar on top of the marmalade.
Yeah, and then into the oven.
Do you have to keep adding the glaze? Pasting?
You just kind of like...
Get the brush on.
Yeah, get the brush. Yeah.
Marmalade.
Absolutely gorgeous. Really nice. Think orange and ham. It's gorgeous. Really, really nice.
Very, very nice. What are you doing with your carrots? Are you...
So the day before or the morning of Christmas, we chop up the carrots randomly so they're not like uniformly in size.
Oh, controversial.
Quite large. Yeah,
controversial. You must be mashing them, are you?
No. Oh, right. I'm not. So
it's like... So, haphazardly cut carrots.
Yeah, exactly. Into the pot, and then like an inch of water in the bottom of the pot, and then a good knob of butter, like a quarter pound of butter in there.
Quarter pound, right?
And then if you get it's worth it. It's Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love farmers. So then parchment paper, stick parchment paper over top of your vegetables.
Yeah.
Put a little hole in the centre of the parchment paper so the steam can come out and just let it simmer away there. They'll cook and then just move them to the side. And then you can put some chopped onions. I usually put chopped onions in there as well. And then
carrots.
And then when you want them, just put them out in the stove and reheat them.
You're just heating them on the hot?
On the hot, on the
no
stove
water
top.
Or anything, just...
The water's already in it, so you haven't even taken the water. You
don't, you're going to take measure of the water?
Yeah, because that's all the flavours all in there.
Yeah.
So I'd leave them in
that's
in
how
that.
you get a nice hot carrot.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other one is like carrots and parsnips mashed together. It's like, that's genius. Like, what would you have? What would you?
I'm not a huge fan of the parsnip. I find it too sweet.
Do you?
Yeah, I love the carrots though.
Yeah. And the Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts would be there as well. I'm not huge into them, but I'll eat them if they're on the plate.
Yeah.
And I like a bit of broccoli, but it goes cold very quickly, broccoli. You have to be kind of
last minute.
Last thing. Even then, they're still cold.
I know, yeah. But like,
Brussels
sprouts are amazing if they're cooked right. Yeah. So the trick is...
Yes, you have an amazing trick.
Yeah, yeah. So don't overcook them. So 7 minutes. That's all you want. So you want a nice crunch.
Steamed.
Them. You can steam them or you can actually boil them in salted water, either or.
You're boiling them in salted water
for
7 minutes. Okay.
7 minutes, take them out. And then in another pot, I put chorizo sausage, which is great flavour, right? And cranberries, like cranberry sauce.
Oh, very nice.
And then croutons. So like little croutons.
This is a way to trick people into eating.
Yeah, exactly. And you fry them, obviously, my hands are going
again. Chorizo will overwhelm, won't they?
And then in with the Brussels sprouts, good shot of salt and pepper, good dollop of butter in there again.
Yeah.
You toss them, I mean, they're absolutely delicious. They're really nice.
But is the chorizo replacing some of the Brussels sprouts? It's a good cheat.
Well, think about what chorizo is. So you've got the pork, you've got the paprika in there, garlic. Oh, and
you just hit the pan. When it hits the pan, that's the oil that comes out.
It's just gorgeous.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Really, really
nice. Questions for you here now, Kevin.
Yes.
Can I cook my ham in a turkey bag in the oven? Is this a successful method? And do I add anything in the bag? The ham is too big for the pot. I've been told this is a good method and will keep the ham moist. This is D.
Yeah, it will work because the bag actually works kind of like a steaming vessel.
Yeah.
So it'll steam in there. You can put some whole carrots in the bottom of the bag and onions and then your bay leaf and your parsley.
Believe the bay leaf.
Yeah. Into the bag, seal it, and then into the oven. Cook it at like 150, 160 degrees for like 3 or 4 hours. You need, make sure that the core temperature is 74 degrees.
Can this person freeze the raw stuffing and then take it out on Christmas Day to cook in the turkey and then refreeze the cooked stuffing with leftover turkey and ham? I like to parcel it up and enjoy it in January.
So yes,
Michelle,
yes, you can. So once the food is going into the freezer raw. And when it comes out and you cook it, then you can refreeze it. You can't refreeze it if it's still raw. Right. And once it's cooked, you can be refrozen.
Only the once. But it's very good. It does, it goes well, doesn't it? It freezes well.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Raw and cooked.
Yeah, so like I was suggesting people to do their stuffing in November and freeze it and then take it out. Christmas Eve, don't take it out Christmas Day. It won't be thawed out enough. Christmas Eve, and then it'll be thawed in your fridge overnight.
Are you looking forward to it?
I can't wait.
Really?
Yeah, I can't wait.
And will you be sipping out a glass of wine when you're getting all this ready?
Or I might have one or two.
You will. It's part of
it. Yeah, part of it. We start off the morning with eggnog.
Do you?
Yeah.
Very American of you.
I know, but we lived in Canada for 7 years.
Oh, Canada was.
Yeah, so.
Well, enjoy it.
Yeah, you too.
And if there's any complaints, Sian Nullagy, that's the story. And don't cry too much now for the little girl in Austria.
Poor Sophie.
Kevin Dunne, thanks a million.
Take care.